This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
So the first topic is the halacha topic, giving mice on Hanukkah gifts. There's a bit of background. Is there an inyan to give gifts? Is there an idea to give gifts on Hanukkah? It's clearly quite a common, prevalent custom. I saw Dafka a few days ago. Rabbi Victor Miller was asked this question, and he said there's nothing wrong with it, but the question is, what's the motive? If it's to add simcha to Hanukkah and joy to the occasion, then I guess no problem. If it's to imitate sort of the non-Jewish festive season, then there could be more problems with it. There is, of course, a tradition to give Hanukkah gelt, to give money. Now, what is the reason for giving Hanukkah gelt on Hanukkah? So I came across several reasons. I saw a few of these in the Chabad.org website, but let me just summarize some of the key reasons for giving Hanukkah gelt, and then we'll turn to our issue of whether you have to give Maisa to give a tenth on any gifts, whether it's monetary or non-monetary. We'll talk about that. So the first reason I came across is, if you look at the sheet, if you're listening online, email me at j.golker@gmail.com. Happy to send you the handout. Also, lahart sos mo'is k'neged ner Chanukah. The Gemara in Shabbos, Chaf Beis Omed Aleph says, they're not allowed to count money in front of the Chanukah candles. And the reason is, because also l'hishtamish bohem, as we sing, you're not allowed to get benefit from the Hanukkah candles. And the Gemara gives the example of counting out money to see how to use the candles in that way. And therefore, one of the reasons for giving out money is to tell the person, have the money, count it, but not in front of the Hanukkah candles. And also to as a reminder of the primacy of Torah and mitzvahs, which as the Pasuk in Tehillim says, is Necha Nechmodim, Mizohav, Mipazrov. Pasuk in Tehillim says it's more precious than gold and silver. Another reason is to help the poor. The Gemara in Shabbos, Chaf Gimel on the base, the Chanukah Gemaras, asks the question, Ne'er Chanukah v'kiddush hayoy mahu. If a person, unfortunately, has got such little money that he's only got money for either kiddush wine or Ne'er Chanukah, to buy Chanukah candles, which one takes priority? So the Gemara concludes, Ne'er Chanukah odif mishum persuminissa. Persuminissa trumps, and it's even more important than Todir Rishayna Todir. And therefore, to help the poor to make sure that they've got money to buy Hanukkah candles is another reason perhaps to distribute Hanukkah gelt. The Magen Avraham in his Hagadom and Tofer Eshayin says, the Derech Sicha quotes it, She'aniyim hayu mesovvim b'chanukah. The aniyim would group around people to try and collect money for this need. And says Derech Sicha, Reb Chaim Kanievsky, u'mizeh nishtrabiv hamina gam liyilodim, and that perhaps is the reason to give also to children as a sort of a follow-on from that. And then he adds, interestingly, Reb Chaim Kanievsky says Abba Zatzal Hoyanosim, the stipler, would give money. That was his minhag to give out Chanukah gelt. V'omah shehaminhag hu b'leil hei d'chanukah, and he would specifically give it out on the fifth night of Chanukah. Why the fifth night of all nights? So says Reb Chaim Kanievsky, because k'yom hei lo yitokin af pam she'ipol b'Shabbos. The fifth day of Hanukkah can never ever fall on a Shabbos. This year, for example, it will fall, so it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, it will be Friday. It can never fall on a Shabbos itself. And therefore the minhag is to give it out on the fifth night, says Reb Chaim. Another reason is to reward children for Torah study, which of course the Greeks try to destroy. And is it okay to incentivize children to give them money or other incentives to learn Torah? Well, the Rambam says in Hilchos Tshuva in Perek Yud Halacha Hey, listen to this, Kol ha'osek b'Torah k'dei lekabel schar. Anyone who learns Torah in order to receive some sort of reward, or k'dei shelo tagia lof peronius, or to avoid danger, and that could mean even in cheder, you don't want to incur the wrath of your Rebbe. That's learning shaloi lishma. V'chol ha'isik bo lo liyirav, lo lekabel schar, but anyone who learns Torah, not out of fear for any reason, not to receive reward, but out of pure love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shetziva bo, because he commanded us to learn Torah, harize osik bo lishma. That's called learning lishma. V'omru chachomim lo'ilam yasek odin b'torah afilu shaloi lishma, shemetuch shaloi lishma bo lishma. Lefichoch, therefore, k'shem melamdim esaktanim, when we teach youngsters to learn Torah, ein melamdim osan elamod miyiru k'delekabuscha, Ashatir Bradartam is Hak Mukhoch Miesera Megalim Namrozze Maat Maat Margilanus on Inzeba Nachas Ashia Sigu Viedu Viabdu Meava. It's appropriate to give them incentives to get them excited, and eventually, please God, they will enjoy the sweetness of Torah, and they will do so for the correct reasons. But it's wholly appropriate to reward children, says the Rambam. And more than that, I came across in the famous Igeres Hagra, when the Vilna Gaon tried to go to Eretz Yisrael, and he wrote a famous letter to his wife, to his mother, and to his children. And one of the things he says in that letter is to incentivize the children to learn Torah. So you see, it seems to be okay. And perhaps one of the reasons we give Chanukah gelt on Chanukah is to reward children for the Torah study, which the Greeks tried to destroy. Another reason is, in reference to the Rambam in Hilchas Chanukah, in Perek Gimel Halacha Aleph, but by Sheni, says the Rambam, Kushemolchu Yavon Gozru Gezeras Yisrael, when the Greeks tried to decree against Klal Yisrael, the Botlu Dosam, to destroy our religion, but Ohinichu Oisom Lasuk Batorah V'Mitzvahs, they didn't allow us to learn Torah and keep mitzvahs, Upashtu Yodam B'Moinom, and they confiscated, they took control of our assets, our money, our finances, and therefore, to celebrate the freedom to use our money freely, we therefore distribute Chanukah gelt. And of course, it has the added benefit of those recipients would then use it for spiritual purposes, i.e. to give 10% to Stocker, as we will see. So those are several reasons as to why a person would want to give Chanukah gelt on Chanukah in the background for the Minhag. Now, what about giving Maisa on gifts? So the general rule is this. Money gifts, one is obligated to give and to separate Maisa. One should give 10% of that. So if a grandparent gives a grandchild £10, to give a pound to Stocker, it's good chinuch, and it's one should do it on monetary gifts, so long as the recipient has discretion and total discretion as to what they're going to do with that money. But if the money is allocated for a specific cause, then they don't have to. So say, for example, let's turn to non-monetary gifts. Say, for example, the gift was a new item of clothing or a piece of jewellery. Now, then there is a machlokas. The Rabbeinu Yonah says one should give. Some poskim require to give if you are going to buy the item anyway. However, poskim disagree, the general minhag is not to give maisa on non-monetary items. And that is quoted, many pieces of people say that. For example, the Shevet HaLevi, if you look at the top of the next page, and the Urchas Rabbeinu, the famous sefer about the stipler, the Reb Chaim Kanievsky writes, Omeli Meiri V'Rebbe Shlita, when he wrote this, the stipler was still alive. Now it's changed to Zatzal. B'Shem Moran HaChazanish, in the name of the Chazanish, i.e. the stipler, is talking about his brother-in-law. HaMekabel Matona Chafetzin, if a person receives non-monetary items. V'chein Dira, also a person receives a flat. You know, a young couple, they get engaged and married, and they have the good fortune that their parents, they will somehow work out and they give them the property. Lo tzorich lo seis mizeh maisa. You don't have to give maisa on that. V'rak mimo'is shemekabel tzorich lahafrish maisa. So the stipler, quoting the Chazon Ish, is of the opinion that you only have to give maisa on monetary gifts and not on non-monetary gifts. Now, however, if the monetary gift is earmarked for a specific item, for example, the child needed a new coat, and the parents give the child £50 and say, this is to buy that new coat. So then he would not have to give maisa on that because it's specifically earmarked for that thing. What about, I remember I was asked the following question some years ago in school. A child had the following arrangement with his parents. The parents gave the child a weekly allowance of £20, which is seemingly quite a generous allowance, £20 a week, going back, I think, about 10 years. And it transpired that the arrangement was that £20 was the total, but £15 a week of that £20 was earmarked for lunch. 5 days a week, £3 a day, £15 was earmarked for lunch. And they topped it up, an extra £5, that was to spend as they wished. So in that situation, remember we asked the Shaila, and the psak we got was consistent with everything I've said, i.e. that since the 15 of those £20 were earmarked for lunch, and only £5 that the child really have discretion to use for more, you know, as he wished. So then you only give maisa on the £5 and not on the full £20. Now, what about a dowry? What about if money is given to a young couple Again, there's I've quoted at the bottom the Moshe, the Igros Moshe in Yerodeh Chelik Beis and Kufiyot Beis. If it is given to allow the couple to learn, etc., then they don't need to be given. They don't need to give Maisa because it's a gift, and it's not a gift. It's really because it's there for living expenses. If the money, however, is used purely as a gift and not just for living expenses, then they would have to give Maisa. So it depends very much on the context of it. Again, if it's given for living expenses, then they don't have to give Maisa on that. What about an inheritance? That if a person receives, you know, a check in the post from great Auntie Sadie, and you get £1,000, do you have to give money on that? The answer is yes. You need to give, since any new money received requires a separate Maisa. Even if Maisa was given originally by the original person who gave it, that's irrelevant. For you, this is a new receipt, and therefore you have to give Maisa on that. So too, if you found some lost money, you go for a walk in the park and you find a £10 note. So again, it's Hefka, you don't have, there's no Simon on it. You can keep it, but you have to give Maisa on it. You have to give 10% on it. So there we have just a quick overview of giving Maisa on Hanukkah gifts. The minhag is it good to give Hanukkah presents? Well, again, like I said, if it's to add to the festivity of the occasion, the simcha of Yom Tov, then no harm in it. If it's to imitate sort of contemporary culture and the festive season, then perhaps it's more questionable. But the minhag in Klal Yisrael seemingly is to give gifts, and it certainly does add to the occasion. But there are many minhagim, there are many reasons why the minhag is to give Chanukah gelt, to give money. Like I said, either because Osala Hartus Mos Kenegad Hene, you're not allowed to count, says the Gemara in Shabbos, money in front of the candle. So you give the money, you say, but don't count, reminding them of this halacha and reminding them of the primacy of Torah and mitzvahs, which is Nechmodlim, Mizohov, and Mepaz Rav. Also to help the poor, because Pirsumi Nissa, the obligation to light menorah, is very, very strong, like we said in the Gemara in Shabbos. Also to reward children for Torah study, which the Greeks tried to destroy, and to celebrate the ability, the freedom to use our money freely, which the Greeks tried to destroy. And regarding giving Maisa, we said that money gifts, one should give Maisa on it, but non-monetary gifts, although the posts disagree, the general custom is not to give Maisa on non-monetary gifts. And one final point, I checked this with Rav Zimmerman, and that is, what about Amazon vouchers? Let's say you give a child £50 of Amazon vouchers. Does that have the status of a monetary gift where you do have to give Maisa? Or is that considered a non-monetary gift, an item of jewelry, clothing or something? So he told me that it is considered like money, so long as the recipient has the discretion, the total discretion to use the money as they wish. If they do, then it's considered like money and they would have to give Maisa on it.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.